This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. South Central Conference basketball is on the air tonight. We've got a showdown of undefeateds. We're going to open up with a boy-girl doubleheader, the Rockets. And Lady D's about to go out of here. I've got my partner in crime, the voice of the Rockets, the none other than Pat Power sitting next to me. And Pat, we have the battle of undefeateds going to unfold right before our very eyes here at Albia Community High School. I'll tell you, I've been covering girls basketball for a better half of 20 years, and I don't know if I've seen a better Rocket basketball team.
They've got a lot of speed, and that helps out. They also have some athleticism. A lot of these girls were on the state volleyball squad that made it to the semifinals over there at Cedar Rapids this fall, late fall in November. And they just like enjoying playing the game. And they can get up and down the floor. It's just a matter of if they can finish around the rim. And if they are able to do that, the Rockets ought to be able to be in good shape tonight. But on the other side of the ledger, the Lady D's are undefeated as well, coming in. They're much improved from last year. They're sitting with an overall record of 8 wins, 2 losses, and they're undefeated in the South Central Conference. So, Jason, it's going to be a humdinger tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You look at this Albia basketball club. Really, they might be the surprise of the conference here in the early going.
And that's okay. It's always nice to have nice surprises. As you take a peek at their wins this year, they won over at Cardinal Eldon 45-35. They lost to Paul Christian by 3. And then they beat the conference newcomer for next year, Knoxville. They beat them by 1 point, 44-43. Then they traveled down to Unionville, Missouri to take on Clark County, and they came away with a 51-44 win. They traveled to Fairfield and lost a heartbreaker, 53-47. And then they beat Sheraton by 2, 47-45. And then they were able to beat the neighbors to the north there, Twin Cedars, 40-38. Victory over Clark in conference play, 57-32. 30-point victory over Oskaloosa. And then their most recent win came against the Davis County Mustangs, 48-38. So it's going to be a much-improved squad for Albia against the a veteran team from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont that likes to get up and down the floor.
Well, it's been cold outside, but these gyms around South Central Iowa have been warm, and the Lady D's and Rockets will warm things up when we come back with the opening tip-off and our starting lineups when we return back to the South Central Conference basketball game on your sports leader, KIIC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Pat Powers along with Jason Summers. We're coming to you live from Albia High School, where the Rockets from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont are taking on the Lady D's from Albia, Iowa. The starting lineups are being called out right now for the Rockets. It'll be number 13, junior Sadie Boffer, followed by the sophomore Taylor Loeffler. She's a 6 foot forward there. And then Carly Taylor, she's also a sophomore, 5'11". She'll be wearing the number 23 tonight. And then the senior from Cedar, Iowa, 5'8", that's Tasha Alexander. And then the final person that running out the starting lineup for the Rockets, number 41, a 5'8" junior, Ashley Pilcher, in her starting lineup. For the Albia Blue Demons, it's going to go with the senior Cassie Crawl. She'll wear the jersey number 10. Mackenzie Griffiths, she's a junior. She'll be wearing number 20. Bossard, the junior, she'll be wearing 22. Brooke Bettis, the big senior, she'll be wearing 44. And also alongside of her, a double post there in the middle, a senior, Katie Dyson, she'll be wearing the jersey number 15. And we're just about ready for the national anthem here. And we're going to come to you live from the Albia High School here on KIIC.
Just looking at the lineups, matching these two teams up, the Rockets, they're long. This is a long basketball team. You know, I think they definitely have a slight size advantage. And as the ladies stand and face each other and the flag is brought down from the ceiling, we're going to turn things over to the Albia Choir, and they're going to sing our national anthem.
That's an impressive sight there, Jason. The flag coming out of the ceiling. There's a holder there that brings it down automatically, yeah. Brings it back up. It's a beautiful sight and a great way to honor America.
Well, a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. I think it sets the stage as we expected the stage to be set. None bigger with two undefeateds early part of the conference season. And we're about to set for tip-off here. As the crowd rolls in, another nice big crowd. I know it's going to continue to fill in. I love the boy-girl doubleheaders years back when they went to this format. It allows all these people to travel the same place,
yep.
Save money, but more importantly, give lots of recognition to both the programs.
No kidding. The whole entire town needs to be here. I mean, it doesn't matter if it was at Albia. Doesn't matter if it was Eddyville. You'd have a big crowd, and that's what you want to see on a Friday night here in Iowa. Rockets controlled the tip. And they've got Carly Taylor in between the circles over there to Alexander. Gets it to Taylor Loeffler. Back to Boffer. Cross-court pass. Now in the corner for Carly Taylor. Looking. Fires it to Boffer on the wing. passes it to Taylor in between the circles. She holds the ball and looks. Tasha Alexander, Albia trying to pack it in on a 2-3 zone. Boffer with it now. Back really over to Carly Taylor.
Wanting the Rockets to take that outside jumper.
You
good,
bet.
Good patience here by the Rockets.
Long three ball by Alexander, and she rings it up for three.
Here comes that pressure, that athleticism you were talking about. The inbounds comes to Bettis. Bettis gets it to Dyson. She'll look up court. Good defense here by the Rockets. They have Albia swarmed here. McKenzie brings it across. He breaks down the defense in the lane and nearly threw that away. I like the pressure the Rockets brought into that basket, and that's going to be an important ingredient for the Rockets tonight is to make baskets so they can get that defense, that full court pressure going.
That's a trademark of Tony Fenton. Yep. He's going to make you play ball.
Albia with the basketball, trailing by three here. 1 minute gone by. Crawl goes inside on the block. Bettis. Bettis up off the block. No good. Backside rebound. Fought forward. Ball loose. Comes away with it. Goes the Rockets.
Alexander takes it coast to coast. Gets it to Pilcher. Up off the glass and in. Rockets lead 5-3 here in the early going.
Griffin going down the right sideline. We'll have a blocking foul on the Rockets. They continue to bring that pressure after every made basket. Boy, the quick transition from defense to offense go the Rockets. Good transition basketball there.
Pilcher needed to get all the way over to the out-of-bounds line. She didn't do it, and the Albia gal was able to take it into her. There's a turnover, unforced turnover. Yep. Those kill you every time.
Albia trailing here 5-0, 6:37 to go. Pat Powers, Jason Summers bringing the South Central Conference undefeated showdown here in Albia.
Alexander walks it up the court. Albia still in the 2-3 zone. Boffer over to Taylor in the corner. Cross-court pass to Alexander. She holds it. Throws it inside to Boffer. Dits inside the paint. And there's a foul on the Albia.
They're going to call that a jump ball, Pat.
Oh. Yep. Jump ball possession goes to the Blue Demons.
Mackenzie Griffin did a good job of rotating on that defense. Stepped down in the passing lane, was able to take it away. Here's a pass ahead. Bettis to the basket. And transition basketball up. No good. Rebound by Bossert. She can't get the fall, but she's fouled. She'll go to line, and she'll have some free shots to come.
Carly Taylor had the defensive stop on that. She kind of lollygagged around down there. She didn't hustle as fast as she could have, and she should have been able to make a better play than she did on it.
First free throw is up. It's good. Albia's on the board. 5-1 score here. 6:12 to go, opening quarter. Bossard get the second shot here. She'll set things up, square it up, send it up on its way off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Pilcher is able to grab that off the glass. Gives it to Alexander. She walks it up the court. Albia still in the 2-3 zone. Rockets have it. Boffer on the wing, looking. Gives it to Loeffler in between the circles. Over to Taylor Loeffler. Back to Alexander in between the circles. She holds the ball, passes it to her left. Boffer inside to Pilcher. She takes a dribble, and she got fouled that time on the way to the hoop. It'll be interesting to see if she was in the act of shooting. No, they'll play it out of bounds.
They called it on the floor, but I really like the ball movement. You know, Albie's doing a good job defensively making them work, but the Rockets doing a really good job of moving the basketball around. Here's an inbounds pass that's taken away by Bettis. Trying to clear it out. That pressure continues for the Rockets. Ahead to Griffin across the half-court line. She looks ahead on the block. Dyson puts a shot up, has it blocked from behind.
Carly Taylor with that block out the other way. Alexander gives it to Boffer. Shot on the baseline is good, and the Rockets lead 7-1 here in the first quarter, 5:28 to go.
There's a pass ahead. Again, Bettis has the defense beat. To the basket, puts it up, and we have a traveling called.
She took an extra bunny hop on that. She had a free basket, and she pulled up for the jumper, but she bunny hopped.
7-1 Rockets out in front here, 5:22 to go.
Alexander brings it back up the court, just walking it up, taking her time, like a Saturday night evening stroll. Gives it over to Loeffler, back to Taylor, over to Boffer, back to Taylor, in between the circles. She gives it to Alexander on the right wing. 2-3 zone again for Albia. Pass inside to Pilcher. She twirls and whirls, kicks it back out to Loeffler. She fires it up. It's way off. Here comes the Blue Ds.
Mackenzie Griffin pushes it ahead. Cassie Crawl, right corner. Nothing there. Back out front. This time, Griffin will shoot it from the free throw line. Did a good job of hesitating. Got the defender on her side and put the shot up. It was blocked, but that'll bring a foul and a couple of more free throws here.
Tasha Alexander with that foul. She kind of reached in. She wanted to utilize her volleyball height and able to smack that back in her face, but she hit her on the arm, and she makes that first free throw.
First one is up and good. 7-2 now. Albion trims the lead down to 5. 4:48 to go here, first quarter. Griffin at the line has the second shot to come. Second one on the way, off the back of the iron, no good, and there's going to be an over-the-back foul called on Albia. That looked like just checking into the basketball game. Sarah Clark, she'll pick up an early foul.
Rockets take it out of bounds. Carly Taylor throws it in to Alexander. Walks it up the court. 7-2 is their score, 4:43 on the clock here at Albia. On the wing to Taylor over on the far right side. Looking, cross-court pass to Boffer. She gets it on the dribble. Puts up a shot on the baseline. No. Battle for the rebound goes to Albia.
Yeah, last touch to buy the Rockets. Goes out of bounds. Albia's going to get the ball. And again, the Rockets will bring that full-court pressure. Albia looking to inbounds. Ahead again. Bettis has the defense beat. Goes down to the block. Puts a shot up, and she's fouled.
I'm surprised Leffler's not running back faster on that particular play. I know she could run faster than that, but she hasn't been doing it so far. She kind of runs parallel with the person dribbling instead of getting back into position.
First one up, and no good. Albia struggled here. Two for five from the line. They still trail 7-2.
Rachel Malloy in. Leffler taking a seat.
Second one's no good as well. Albia missing on its opportunities at the charity stripe. Rockets will bring it ahead.
Pilcher clears the glass, gives it to Boffer, gives it to Malloy, who just came in. Alexander now with it, gives it to Boffer over here on the left side. Looking, gets it to Taylor. She throws it back out to Malloy. Taylor taking a look at the rim, throws the ball.
Turnover. Griffin going ahead. Through to two defenders, puts it up, can't get it to fall, and Rockets will go the other way.
Here comes Rachel Malloy, puts it up off the glass. Hard, a battle for the board, and the Rockets are able to come out of it. Pass to Buffer, top of the key. She gets it to Taylor from the elbow. No, wow. In and out, no good.
That was halfway down and then some. Albie comes away with the rebound. Trailing by five here, 3:41 to go, opening quarter. Clark with it. Goes down to the left baseline, picks up her dribble, double team. Now she's in trouble, fights off the defenders, gets it out to Griffin. She'll up top to Cassie Krall. Open for three. Shot a long three on the way. No good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Taylor passes it up to Alexander. Shot on the way. No good. And she had a nice look, but couldn't get to fall. Lady D's with the rebound.
Furious action here, and here's a blocking foul on the Rockets.
Sadie Boffer reached instead of moving her feet on that one.
Haley Hudson taking it coast to coast. Boffer could have held her ground just a little bit more. She might have got the charge. And we've got a timeout on the court. 20-second timeout. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball. Lady D's and Rockets when we come back.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
3:07 to go here in the opening quarter. Albia trailing by five, and just turned the ball over once again on the offensive side, and the Rockets will take it over.
Taylor gives it in to Alexander. Up the court she comes. 2-3 zone still for the Lady D's. Passes it over to Boffer, to Rachel Malloy. Over on the far side to Taylor now. Back to Malloy. She eyes her in, but no. Gives it to Boffer. Over here to Alexander. Looking. Cross-court pass. Rachel Malloy with the long jumper. No good. Scramble for the rebound is Albia.
Griffin with it. She's had her share of rebounds tonight. Down coast to coast off the glass. No good. Followed by Bettis. She'll be fouled. Brooke Bettis will go to line. She'll have two more shots, but Albia hasn't done so well from the charity stripe here in the early going.
There's a reason why they call it free, yeah. Jason. And you gotta nail them.
Albia 2-for-7. Brooke Bettis takes her time. Squares it up, looks up, no good. Brooke on the season, 50% free throw shooter.
It's kind of contagious. Once one person starts hitting them, they all do it. One
it
person
a,
starts missing them, they all
do it. Mental block.
There you go.
Second shot to come. 2 for 10. I'm sorry, 2 for 9. 2 for 10? No, 3 for 10. All right. 7-3, 2:36 to go here in the opening quarter. Rockets with a four-point lead here in the early going. Both teams undefeated in conference.
Dyson came back in for Bettis. She'll take a little breather. Rockets on the attack. Boffer on the far side. Passes it inside to Alexander. Pass to Boffer. A little give and go. And Carly Taylor was not available for that pass, and Albia was able to pick it off.
Sarah Clark stepped into that passing lane, did a good job of anticipating the pass. And here's a steal by the Rockets, and they'll step out of bounds, go back to the Lady D's. But Rockets will not give you anything. You're going to make you earn everything offensively.
Tasha Alexander likes to run, and she showed it right there. She was going after that pass.
Albia with the basketball, trailing by four here as we go under the two-minute mark in this opening quarter. Right side, ball nearly taken away. Going inside, Dyson on the block, puts it up. She'll be fouled, and she'll go to line. Katie Dyson is a force inside.
You know, we've watched her grow over the years, and she's gotten a heck of a lot better this particular year. And you can tell with Albia, with the 8-2 record, they've had to been doing a lot of things right. And they've utilized that height that they have between Dyson and Bettis to their advantage this year.
Katie's first shot, it's up, it's good. Well, the thing about Dyson, she brings a strong presence on the inside, but don't get lost in the fact she's pretty darn athletic as well. She's a very athletic big girl. Second one on the way, no good. Rebound comes away with it is a Griffin to Dyson. Back on the block, she'll put up this time, blocked.
Carly Taylor with the block, gets it up ahead to Boffer, passes it up ahead to Pilcher. The ball is loose. Alexander picks it up for a three.
Oh, no. Halfway down.
In and out. Albia with the rebound.
Dyson comes with the rebound and has it stripped away.
Pass it up ahead to Pilcher. Oh. She got hammered and down to the floor she goes. Griffith wasn't going to give her an easy basket there either. Ashley Pilcher will go to the line. The junior out of Blakesburg, Iowa at the line. Let's see. Ashley with 6 points a game. First one up, no good. Little long, little strong. 7-4 is our score with 1:39 left in the first quarter here from Albia. Pilcher toes the line, eyes the rim, puts it up, and good. 8-3 goes the Rockets.
Here comes the pressure that we've seen the entire first half, or first quarter. Griffin with it, 1:37 to go here, first quarter, 8-4. Albia trails at home. To the right side it goes. Out front, Clark with it, open for three, shoots it up, puts it halfway down. It nearly got that three to fall, but it comes back out, and the Rockets with the basketball.
Carly Taylor clears the glass, gets it to Rachel Malloy, over to Boffer, inside to Pilcher.
Oh.
She got blocked by Dyson. There's a scramble for the ball, and it's going to be Albia's ball.
I love it. I'll tell you what, that is fierce action right there, and both teams giving everything they got.
Yeah, Pilcher thought she had a free shot at it. Dyson put up her big paw, and there was a scramble for it, and Albia came away with it.
1:07 to go here, first quarter. Dyson at the free throw line. Gets it off to Clark on the right side. She'll dribble, kick it back out. Head fake, baseline it goes. Jumper on the baseline, up, no good. Rebound taken away by the Rockets, and that's going to be a foul on Albia. Dyson got underneath the basket a little bit too far, tried to go back out, back up and get that rebound. And had to push a Rocket out of the way.
Albia's only got 14 fouls, though. They're in pretty decent shape. Heading in for the half. Rockets already with 7 fouls. Under a minute to go here from Albia. Carly Taylor on the left wing. To Boffer in between the circles. Alexander makes a move on the baseline. Oh, up and good. Nice job by Tosh Alexander. 10-4 goes the Rockets.
They'll pull the pressure off. Fall back in their own 2-1-2 zone defense. Left side, Bossert dribbles down the baseline, puts a shot up, blocked by the Rockets.
Might have been a foul there by Pilcher. She got away with it. Long pass to Boffer up ahead. She's getting trouble. Stolen away by Albia. And out of bounds, it'll be Lady D's ball.
Both these teams getting lots of swats at the basketball. I'd say the officials are letting these girls play.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
18 seconds and counting here. Albia trails by 6. Final possession of this first quarter. Bettis. Far right baseline, kicks it out front, nearly taken away. Tipped, and we're going to have over the back called.
Ooh, I don't quite agree with that one. I thought Alexander had tipped it into the backcourt, and Albia could have got it, but no, the referee said otherwise. Rockets will have it at midcourt with 6 seconds left. I don't know if Alexander knows it. 3 seconds left. Malloy throws up three ball. No good, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Rockets lead 10-4. You're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout Southwest and South Central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
10-4, Rockets out in front here. Start of the second period. Rockets with the basketball.
Rockets in the corner now. Malloy throws it back to Boffer. Boffer in between the circles. Back to Alexander. She drives on the baseline. Passes it to Taylor. Nice jumper on the way. It's good. 12-4 goes the Rockets.
Rockets will bring some token pressure. Fall back into their... zone defense. Check that. They're gonna stay in the zone.
Extending the pressure though on that.
Well, that's what I said. Nothing comes easy. They'll challenge you, out near the center court. Expand that defense out. It's dribble drive, shot from the free throw line, up no good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Taylor passes it up ahead to Alexander. She's in a little bit of a trouble and ran out of real estate over there on that end of the floor, and he'll turn it over to the Lady D's.
Griffin did a good job of putting that pressure. Here comes the inbounds. And this one's going to go in the back court, and Rockets will come up with it.
I thought maybe Boffer would let it go out of bounds, but she didn't. It would have been underneath the Rockets basket if she had, but instead Rockets hit it. Pilcher dribbled it off her foot. Alexander is able to track it down over to Malloy. Boffer inside to Malloy. She's blocked by Dyson.
Nice job.
Excuse me, Bezos. And the Lady D's come out of there with it.
Crawl down the right side of the court. Picks up her dribble near the three-point line. Inside it goes to Hudson. Hudson pushed from behind, and that'll be the eighth foul on the Rockets.
A mental
1-1 coming.
Yep, a mental lapse on Carly Taylor reaching over there. One of those ticky-tack fouls that you'd like to have back. That's her third foul here, Jason.
Third foul, the team's eighth. Hudson will go to line. 1-1 chance here.
Rockets' leading scorer is Alexander with five. Four Lady D's with 1 point apiece.
Hudson strong on the free throw. Albia. 3 for 11.
Yeah, boy, that you'd think about
points.
Those misses. Holy moly. Rockets with it now. Over on the far side, Boffer inside, tried to bunch pass. Inside, Boffer takes it up, and she got fouled. She took it to the rack, Jason, with authority, and she was able to get through and get a foul. She'll be rewarded from the free throw line.
Did a good job with the dribble drive. Then she did a jump stop, and when she split those defenders, they had to collapse, and she kept her strength. She'll pick up the foul.
Now they got two fouls on Taylor. I was wondering why Coach Fenton wasn't taking her out. But she does have two fouls indeed as Boffer makes that free throw to make it 13-4 at the 6:27 mark. Taylor does come out now, and Taylor Loeffler comes back in to replace her. Boffer eyes the rim, bends her knees, shoots it up, and it's good. I thought it was going to be too hard. We're going to have a timeout here. Rockets lead 14-4 at the 6:27 mark. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
14-4, Rockets out in front here in this undefeated battle. The Rockets and the Lady Ds. Crowell with the basketball. Albia. The three on the way. Up. Oh, halfway down once again and rims out.
I think it was more than halfway, Jason. Rockets able to clear the glass. Bring it up the court. Leffler over to Boffer. Boffer looking. Throws it over to Rachel Malloy. Over to Alexander. Now Leffler over on the far side. Back to Boffer in between the circles. Back to Alexander on the left side.
Oh, taken away. Nice job.
Stolen away by the Lady Ds.
Stepped in the passing lane. Coast to coast all the way down the court. Puts her shot up and blocked.
Nice block by Ashley Pilcher. Good job by her as she was able to extend her arm, not hit her with the body, block that out of bounds.
You see that length I talked about as they came out and greeted each other. You see the Rockets, a long team. Brooke Bettis goes out front, right side, Crawl. Crawl open for three, leads it up off the side of the iron, halfway down again, no good. It touched every part of the rim.
Nice play by Albie on that out-of-bounds play. They had good execution except for that ball not falling down. Rockets now with it. Malloy over to Boffer, taking a look inside to Pilcher. She turns, whirls, and it's stolen away by the Lady Ds.
Here comes Hudson, coast to coast again, puts it up off the glass, partially blocked again.
Alexander getting up there, showing some vertical jump on that, is able to utilize that volleyball height and get the ball up for the Rockets here at the 5-10 mark. Malloy in the corner, gets it inside, give and go, stops, pops, and good. She got fouled on the shot. I didn't see that.
Oh, but that
she
was a pretty and one right there.
Oh, my gosh. Rachel Malloy, the junior out of Chillicothe, Iowa, was able to hit that jumper, and the Rockets lead 16-4.
Albia has had four transition baskets, layups that wouldn't fall.
Malloy can't get it to fall on the free throw, and the Bettis is able to clear the glass for the Lady Ds.
Griffin with it. It's greeted by this 2-3 zone defense. Goes right down the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Follows her own shot. Puts it up, and this time she's fouled.
Katie Larkin is in there for Pilcher, and she had the lane on the defense there.
4:52 to go here in the first half, and Albia's yet to have a basket. Their points have come from the line and counted. There's the fifth point of the night. That's the second point for Griffin.
I would have said you'd be crazy if they didn't have a field goal
and
here in the aisle.
They've had some nice looks, some good opportunities. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Second one by Griffin up, and this one is no good. Rebound fought for. Bettis in there in the tie-up. Rockets come away with it.
Malloy was able to rip it out of there. I thought it was going to be a jump ball. Katie Larkin now in the left wing. Passes it to Malloy. Over to Boffer. Boffer holding it. Looking. Gives it to Larkin. Larkin passes to Malloy. Looking. Passes it to Alexander. She kind of in between the circles. Squares up for a three ball. No. Battle for the board. A loose ball. And it comes out of there. Lady Ds are able to snag it.
Crawl came with the rebound ahead to Griffin. Griffin will be meeting at the free throw line. You know, she's really aggressive. And one way to break a zone is to penetrate and get into the middle of the zone and collapse that defense. She's done a good job of that. Albie just hasn't been able to get a basket to fall. More free throws to come. Now we're in the double bonus. First one on the way. Good! Nothing but the bottom of the net that time. 3 points for Griffin.
16-6 here at the 4:21 mark before halftime, and that definitely, you got to score while you can at, with the clock stop and the free throws in front of you.
Second one on the way. This one is good. All right. Albia trails by 9, 4:20 to go here first half.
Alexander brings up the ball. Still a 2-3 zone for the Lady D defense. Malloy gives it to Schaefer's in there now. Passes it inside. It's knocked away, and Albia comes out of there with it.
Turnover, and Albia push it across the half-court line. Left side, Clark goes down low, taken away by the Rockets.
Rachel Malloy stuck her paw up there, and you're trying to get it inside, which is a smart thing to do, but Malloy was able to snag that ball. Alexander gets it over to Schaefer. Now to Malloy over in the corner. Gets it to Leffler. Excuse me, Carly Taylor. She throws it across court to Paige Schaefer. Over to Alexander in the corner. Looking, fires it cross country to Malloy. Over to Taylor. She'll take a three ball.
Three.
No good. And Albia is able to rebound it.
Griffin comes ahead with it. Down the right sideline. Going right to the basket. Down low. Bettis on the block. Kicks it out. Clark. Good recovery there by the Rockets. Griffin now for three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound backside goes to the Rockets.
Rachel Malloy is able to clear the glass. Gets it to Alexander. She runs it up the court but stops before the lane. Gets it to Taylor over on the left wing. Looking back to Schaefer in between the circles. Over to Malloy. Now to Alexander in the far corner. She's looking, holding the ball. Taking a drive across baseline. Passes it to Larkin, but it knocked out of bounds. She'll stay with the Rockets underneath their hoop.
Hudson Pilcher will check in. Haley Hudson checks in for Lady D's. Boy, she's brought some spark off the bench. Good athleticism.
Pilcher in for Larkin. She'll take a seat. Carly Taylor to trigger it in. Gets it to Alexander in the corner. Over to Schaefer on the wing. And she walked with it. Just took a couple baby steps when she should only took one. 16-7 is the score here with 2:55 in the first half.
Well, if you're Coach Achenbach, as poorly as you've been able to shoot the basketball here in this first half, you got to feel like this could be a lot wider margin.
Most definitely.
Here's a pass in the lane. Hudson up off the glass. No good. Halfway down again. Albia can't buy a basket, and the Rockets will clear it out.
That was point-blank range, Jason, and you just kind of shake your head. And Tony Fenton's going to call a TO, a 20-second one. We'll keep it here.
Yeah, this is a good break for us to really break this down. You look at this basketball game, two undefeated. It's Rockets. They brought the pressure. They've had opportunities. And Albia just can't get a basket to fall. If you're sitting over there as Coach Achenbach, you're saying, hey, I'm feeling pretty good about the fact that we're only down by nine.
Kudos to Albia on the defensive end. They made Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont work for every single basket and every single point that they got. That's why they're in the ballgame defensively.
Well, this defense for the Rockets, you see the athleticism, and when they came out and greeted the girls, the length. And that's why this is such a good Rocket basketball team.
All right. On the far court, Taylor triggers it in. 2:32 in the half, and Coach Fenton is pulling it out. Hard to believe that he's going to do this, but he's making four corners,
well,
not be a four corners.
A nine-point lead at halftime. You haven't seen a big run here for the Lady D's. Milking some clock here.
They are. Carly Taylor throws it to Alexander. She breaks it down, takes it into the hoop. No good.
Oh, wow.
And Albia is able to clear the board. And a foul is going to be called on the Rockets. I think they got Carly Taylor.
Yeah.
Nope, Alexander. That's her second one.
Well, Katie Dyson will go to the free throw line.
So once again, we talk about execution. Rockets got that favorable 5-on-4 after Albia tried to steal it. Alexander took it into the lane and couldn't quite finish.
Nice little rotation there. The left-hander puts it up over the top of the rim. Good. 8-16. She'll get a second opportunity here. Second one on the way. This one off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Carly Taylor clears the glass, gives it to Alexander. Way up ahead to Boffer. She pulls it back to Malloy. Over to Alexander. Rockets not in a hurry now with a 1:55 left in the first half. Malloy over here on the left side. My goodness. Almost stolen away by Albia. Carly Taylor with it. Gives it to Boffer. Griffin was playing hide-and-go-seek and trying to steal that ball. Alexander with it. She dribbles, kicks it back out to Malloy. She throws it across court to Boffer. She looks back to Malloy. Shot on the way, no good. Albia clears.
Hudson going down the right baseline. Goes ahead, crawl. holds it back to Hudson. Oh, head fake on the three. Goes to the corner to Crawl. Albia doing a good job working the ball around. Clark open for three. Three on the way. Long three. Good! That's the first basket for the Lady D's. A three comes with 1:10 to go. Albia gets his first basket of the night. 5-point lead now for the Rockets.
You knew it was bound to happen sometime. They had to get a bucket, and it come with 1:10 left in the first half. But they're only down by 5 points. Rockets with it. Alexander kicks it to Malloy. Boffer with it on the left wing. Looking, holding, gives it to Alexander. Rockets not in too big of a hurry. Coach Fenton barking out a signal here, and I think they're probably going to hold it for one now. 39 seconds left in the first half. Alexander holding it out by midcourt. Boffer over here with her. Alexander gives it over to Taylor. Taylor, cross-court pass, dangerous pass. Alexander gets it. And Albie is starting to extend their zone just a skosh. 20 seconds left on the clock. Alexander pointing where kids should go. Over to Malloy. Over to Boffer. Boffer, Fark, cross-court pass. Alexander
good
gets
recovery
it.
By Albie's defense there. They
7 seconds.
Up.
And it went off
Alexander.
Of Alexander's foot.
Wow.
And they'll have it with 4.5 seconds left.
You give that to Haley Hudson. She recognized what they were trying to do. They were setting up Alexander over on this right side, and Hudson able to recover, and then Alexander just turned it over. 3 seconds. Brooke Bettis crossed the court line. Puts a three up on the way off the grab. No good. And what a first half we have. And I'll tell you what, your coach Achenbach, you say, hey, I can't believe we're down by five. You go to the Rockets, and, coach is going, man, this should be a big lead.
Exactly. The Rockets only scored 6 points in that second quarter. Albia was able to scratch and claw for seven, and yet it's only a 5-point game, 16-11 here at Albia. You're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week. While supplies last, Cook's bone-in ham portions are just $1.19 per pound. USDA Select boneless tenderized Angus beef sirloin tip steaks are $3.99 per pound, always fresh cut and 100% natural. USDA Select boneless Angus beef netted sirloin tip roasts are $3.49 per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's.
Leffler Dirtworks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirtworks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirtworks at 641-226-2231.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, England, and many, many more.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Albia High School, side of tonight's South Central Conference showdown, a boy-girl doubleheader, an undefeated contest in this opening game. Rockets with a halftime lead of 16-11. Good first half, very competitive. You know, the things, if you're a Rocket, I think you take away the tenacity of this defense and how it had Albia frustrated offensively.
Oh, no question about it. Albia Lady Ds were able to get in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets' face on all the shots. They've not been able to get easy baskets. That's a lot of what Coach Fenton wants, is to get up and down the floor, get some layups made, and Albia has been able to get back, get their hands up, get into passing lanes, and make it difficult. And that's why it's a five-point game. Looking at scoring here in the first half, Lady Ds, Griffith with four, Dyson with two, and Clark hit that three ball with a buck 10 left in the first half. That's the only basket for the Lady Ds. On the Rockets side of the ledger, Sadie Boffer's got four, Carly Taylor with a couple, Tosh Alexander with five. Usually she's around the 20-point mark, so she's either got to come to life or the Rockets are going to have some tough sledding. Pilcher's been able to hit 3 points on a bucket and a free throw. Rachel Malloy had a bucket, and that rounded out the Rockets scoring here. You know, and then a lot of turnovers. I mean, the Rockets have given a lot of possessions away, and you just hate to see that. But on the other hand, Albia is forcing the issue.
Well, it's a double-edged sword there, because the pressure has also created both opportunities for the Rockets, and Albia's been able to turn some opportunities offensively, in that they just haven't been able to get a basket to drop. They've had four straight layups that they missed. The opportunities came from breaking that press.
There was a proverbial lid on the basket for Albia in that first half. It was just amazing how many shots went in partially, if not halfway, and then popped back out. Well, and it got frustrating for the kids, I'm sure.
Here's a stat that Coach Achenbach will talk about. Halftime, 8 for 21 at the free throw line. That's a lot of points left on the court.
Oh, no kidding. And like I said earlier, there's a reason why they call free throws. I mean, that is a skill that seems to be missing as the years travel by. I know that if you practice free throw shooting, you will be able to do it, quote-unquote, automatically, if not better than what we have here at 50%.
16-11, your score here at the halftime break. We'll take another quick timeout. We'll come back. I want to talk to Pat about wrestling and set up this boys' basketball game when we come back. Back to your sports leader, KIC. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral, and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
PM here on Thunder Country KIIC. It's still 34 degrees outside. Got a little bit of fog moving into the area, but we're now going to go back to the Albia Gymnasium. Here's Jason Summers and Pat Powers.
34? Are you kidding me? What a heat trend we got going on outside.
So much difference than below zero, 20 below.
Yeah, we're a good 49 degrees warmer than we were at our coldest point earlier this week.
I'm smiling because my pipes were froze for a little bit. But we were able to survive that onslaught by Mother Nature.
Well, I haven't been on the air for a while. My pipes have been frozen, bud, so I'm getting into the flow. But you've been out watching all this basketball and the wrestling. You know, this is a really good time of year.
The wrestlers at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont are doing quite well. Of course, the big match of the season, yeah, it's kind of like NASCAR with Daytona being first. That was a huge dual meet with Albia, and Albia was able to stick it to the Rockets there on that opening match.
Lots of fun throughout this winter. We're going to have a busy week next week. We'll shake that all down for you. But tonight, we're just getting started, folks. We're at halftime here of the girls' game, but we got another great game lined up for you as this boy-girl doubleheader is underway. Halftime break, 16-11. The Rockets with the halftime lead. Albia, I believe, will get the ball to begin the second half.
You know what's cool about these rivalry games? Both the fans get to show off their colors. A lot of blue tonight, obviously. A lot of black and gold. A lot of Albia people with the playoff repertoire from the Blue Demons making it to the semifinals in the Dome. The Rockets on the other side with the volleyball T-shirts and whatnot. It's just good to see. They're proud of their schools and communities.
Well, these are really good athletic times for both of our schools and communities. Albia with the basketball, trailing by five here, just underway second half. Crawl with it. Cross court it goes. Griffin goes baseline. Picks up her shot. A half off the backboard. No good. Last touch out of bounds. Ball back to the Rockets.
I think it went off Dyson's foot. She had a chance to snag that board and put it up for a bunny, but couldn't quite corral it.
That's
Rockets
a weird angle.
Alexander dribbling it up. Passes it over here to Buffer on the near side. Looking. Alexander takes it on the baseline. Scoops it up.
Nice move.
And off Albia's hands there. Looked like Griffin had it, but she lost control of it, and the Rockets will have it underneath the hoop.
Really good athletic move by Alexander. Took the ball into the basket and wasn't able to get it to go.
Inside to Taylor. Stolen away by the Lady D's.
Jump ball, though, tied right back up. Rockets will get the ball back.
Carly Taylor got lucky on that one. The ball was loose. The Albia gal had it, and Taylor was able to grab it in, grab that ball before it got out of there. Taylor gives it to Boffer. Boffer drives left side, stolen away by Dyson.
And another jump ball.
Albia will have it.
Well, both these teams, on any loose ball, I can promise you, there's going to be skin on the floor. There's going to be diving. Girls are giving their best effort, no doubt about it.
Full court defense by the Rocket gals.
Griffin trying to break down that Rocket defense. A head crawl. Open for three, doesn't pull the trigger, and she'll be fouled.
Boffer picks up number three very early in the third quarter, 7:07 in the clock.
Rockets racked up a lot of fouls in that first half.
No doubt. Albia was able to get to the double bonus.
Crawl inbounds it to Griffin. Back to Crawl. Puts a three up on the way. No good. Left that one short. Rockets will clear it out.
Taylor able to take that air ball out of the way. She's coming up the floor. Stops. Passes it over to Loeffler. Loeffler to Boffer. Boffer back to Alexander. Looking. Passes it over to Taylor. Shot on the way. No good. Dyson is able to clear. Bettis.
One and done for the Rockets. Albia back the other way. Griffin to the right side. Bossert open. Shot on the way. Good! Albia trims it down to a one basketball game. 16-13, Rockets out in front. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter.
What set that up, Jason, was the speed. Albia rushed it up the court, threw it to the wing. She popped the shot. It went in. Rockets on the counterattack now. Loeffler over to Boffer on the left wing. Back to Alexander in between the circles. Surveying the landscape. Takes a dribble over here to Boffer. Boffer holds it. Passes it cross court to Alexander. Three ball on the way. No good. Boffer with the rebound. Back to Alexander. Top of the key. She tries to drive. Out to Boffer on the sideline. No. And Albia clears the glass.
Rebound goes to Bettis. Hands it off to Griffith. Kicks it up the right side of the court. Bossert. Head fake. Nothing there. Back out top. Goes to Griffin to crawl. Left side. Three on the way. No good. Rebound. Backside. Controlled by Dyson. She'll put it up. No good.
She's got two shots
to come. Good, strong backside rebound by Katie Dyson. She's got to earn her points here. Albia, 8 for 21 from the free throw line. Dyson trying to add a couple to that score.
Taylor with the foul. That's her third.
First shot up the front of the rim and falls down the hatch. Good.
Getting a little tight here, Jason.
Yeah, buddy, this is it's quite the ball game. Just what we expected. The battle of the undefeated. Second one is good. Dyson makes them both.
Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont has not been able to execute on offense here due to the Albia defense. We'll see what happens here. Alexander gets it over to Boffer on the left lane. Pilcher with it now in the corner. Over to Loeffler. Back to Alexander. Kicks it to Boffer on the far side. She's looking. Pass inside to Pilcher. She puts up a shot, and she got fouled by number 50. That is Dyson.
Really like the way that they flow through their offense. They allow the Rockets, you got to be here to see it, but they really allow and account for the spacing. They run their offense, and they don't crowd each other. They've got good spacing on the court, and that resulted in that play right there and a foul on Albia.
Loeffler with it inside. Kicks it out to Boffer. Over to Alexander. She drives baseline. Puts up a shot. What a smack by Bettis. She rejected that shot from Alexander.
Great shot by Alexander and a great defensive play by Bettis.
To trigger it in is Taylor looking, gives it to Loeffler. Loeffler on the baseline, kicks it to Alexander. Long three ball, no good. Boffer is going to foul, and that's going to be fourth foul.
That's
on Sadie Boffer.
That is a blow to this Rocket basketball team. Boffer.
Yeah. Sadie can run like the wind, but she's going to have to sit on the pine now.
Haven't sounded the horn yet. Got to bring her in, bring her out. 16-15, a one-point ball game. Albia with the inbound. Chance to take the lead here. Nearly taken away. It is taken away by the Rockets. Backside shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Hudson.
The lid's on the hoop for the Rockets now.
This side of the court is not good for the offense. Here's a drive by Bossert. Shot up off the backboard. No good. Two shots to come.
She took it to the rack there, Jason. There was no stopping her. She had her mind made up, and she was going to go down the lane.
Tegan Bossert at the line. First one on the way. Good! And we're tied up here. 4:56 to go in the third. Albia will tie it up at 16.
3 minutes, and I don't know what happened in the first half in terms of how long the Rockets have, but they have not scored in the 3 minutes.
Second one's no good. Rockets will bring it up.
That layup was the bread and butter for the Rockets that they needed to get going. They love to go run and gun and get that ball up the court. Now they're going to have to struggle. Rachel Malloy spins and turns, and she got hit by Bettis, and it might be a battle from the line the rest of the way.
Well, I'll tell you, the Rockets really perform well when they're able to make baskets and get their full-court pressure applied. Their defense turns into points, then points turn into defense, it turns into points.
Malloy misses that free throw shot, just like we talked about before.
Yeah, this rim down here, I think they want to talk with the janitor crew and see if that lid can be taken off.
All right, Malloy with their next shot on the way, good, and the Rockets lead 17-16.
Here comes that pressure again by the Rockets. Griffin does a good job of breaking it down across the half-court line, right side it goes. Clark with it. Has a three on the night.
Looked
picks
like
up her
she
dribble.
Might have stepped, but she got away with it.
Out front, Cassie Crawl. Left side, it goes Clark. Albia
doing a good job moving the ball around, but the Rockets will take it away on defense.
There goes Alexander up, and she scores, and there's that bread and butter we were talking about, those fast breaks. They'll kill you.
Griffith, coast to coast, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by the Rockets. Left that one short. Three-point lead again.
Taylor takes it up. Pilcher on the block, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound to Albia.
Hudson steps in, grabs the basketball, brings it up. Across the half-court line. She's not going to stop until she's stopped, and she doesn't stop until they foul her at the in the lane. Hudson Pilcher just kept on working up court.
Pilcher didn't stop the ball. She hit her on with the body, and that'll send her to the line. Rockets now with five fouls
already. Third period. First one is good. Haley Hudson.
That left-handed action puts her in.
First point of the night. She's had some big moments here. Second one up, and it's good. Left-handed shot, good. 19-18, a one-point ball game. 3:52 to go. This team's fighting for the top of the South Central Conference, both undefeated.
Alexander gets it over to Taylor Loeffler. Back over this way. Give and go to Rachel Malloy, and she traveled, turned the ball over, and Albia will get it. They had the right idea. Yep. They were going to penetrate in the lane, but Rachel Malloy took some steps.
Albia with the basketball and a chance to take the lead. Albia has not had the lead at any point in the contest. Bettis, baseline.
I think the roof will go off the foundation here if they do get a basket. Here it comes. Three
ball on the way. Good! Count it good! The three ball, and Albia takes a two-point lead. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter.
All right. Rockets got their work cut out for them. The first time they've been behind tonight. Let's see how they respond. Inside to Malloy. She turns around and shoots. No good. Bettis had her hands up and made that a tough shot to make.
Griffin right down the middle of the lane. Shot no good. She'll take it coast to coast, and here comes Alexander.
She puts on the brakes and turns the ball back. Cross-court pass to Rachel Malloy. Looking, fires it back to Alexander. And Coach Fenton is telling them to go ahead and set it up. All right, Alexander takes a three ball, no good, and a lot of white shirts there in the lane to get that rebound.
Long three. She was about 5 feet behind the arc. Albie with the basketball. Clark goes down low. Bettis. Bettis on the block, puts the shot up off the glass. Good! 23-19. Brooke Bettis gives Albie his largest lead of the ball game at four.
2:25 left in the third quarter. Rockets with it now. Loeffler on the far wing, looking. Rachel Malloy in between the circles with it. Passes it to Pilcher. Over to Alexander. Over here on the right side. Gets it to Taylor. She hit it, and now she can't dribble. Gives it to Loeffler. Over to Malloy. Inside, they tried to go to Alexander, but a nice play. Who was that? Number 12, Hudson, to knock that ball out of bounds.
Again, though, the Rockets continue, the adversity that now they face. They're trailing, but they continue patience with their offense. Alexander, long three. No good, and Bettis comes up with the rebound and the foul on the Rockets.
Pilcher with the foul. That's the team's sixth foul. Her third.
You have three ladies on the court right now, three fouls.
And one's on the bench.
Yep. With four.
That's right.
Sixth to two, the fouling here in this third period. Griffin with it, breaking down the press. Coast to coast, up off the glass, no good. Long rebound taken away by the Rockets.
Alexander takes it up. Cross-court dribble, puts it up and in, and there's that bread and butter we talked about, Jason. 23-21 goes Albia.
Here comes Clark down the right side. Rockets do a good job of picking it up, tipped away. Woo! Nearly over and back.
All right, Albia with it. Long shot.
Oh, Griffin with a three ball right in front of the Albia bench. 5 feet behind the arc. She drains the three, and Albia with the five-point lead, 26-21, 1:25 to go, third quarter.
Pandalarium now. We're here in the Albia gym. Rachel Malloy with it on the wing. Passes it to Loeffler. Passes it to Alexander across the way. Back to Rachel Malloy. It's tipped, and Albia gets it.
Griffin in transition to the basket, up and good. 28-21, 106 to go, third quarter, Albia.
I thought Coach Fenton might call the T.O. with a buck left, but he's keeping his three timeouts in his pocket here for the fourth quarter.
What a tale of two halves.
Oh, my goodness. Seven-point lead for Albia. Rockets do not have an answer on the offensive end. Malloy passes it to Loeffler. Inside to Alexander.
Taken away by Griffin. She'll push it ahead. Griffin to the basket. Jump stop, no good. Rebound by Bossert, up and good. 30-21 Albia on a 11-0 run here.
With a 9-point lead. Half minute left in the quarter, and Albia has been able to put up 19 points here to five for the Rockets thus far here in this quarter. Cross court pass to Alexander. Long three ball, no good. Battle for the board is Albia.
12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Hudson nearly turned it over and taken away by the Rockets, up and good.
At five seconds left in the half, Alexander was able to take that and go in for the bucket.
30-23, your score after three quarters of play. What a barn burner. What a tale of two halves. We'll come back and give you your fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball and South Central Conference action. The Rockets will be back after this timeout.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Summers here on KIIC. Rockets with the ball here to start the fourth quarter. Alexander with a long three ball, and it gets thrown into the backcourt, and that's a turnover. Loeffler threw it away, and the Rockets with the turnover, and they're kind of falling apart at the seams here, Jason.
Well, it is a tale of two different halves. This basket's been unkind to both the ball clubs. This side of the court, the Rockets are going towards.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah, here's
and
the
there's
travel.
A travel on Albia.
And there's no panic here. You look at Coach across the way. The Rockets are not going to panic. This is a team where they make their money is making baskets and getting their pressure applied. They haven't made a basket for ever in a year.
To generate that defense. Yep. Yes, you're exactly right. Pilcher tries to drive the lane. Pass inside to Loeffler. She tries to put it up. Dyson was able to get a finger on it. And here comes Albia Lady D's.
Griffin will take it down the court. Shot up, no good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Rachel Malloy clears the glass. Gets it to Alexander. With a little more enthusiasm, the Rockets are moving the ball up the court a lot faster. Stolen away by Albia now.
Lady D's will slow it down this time. Griffin brings it across the half-court line. Greater right away by Alexander. Into the lane. Dish off. Partially taken away, but then a shot up by Dyson blocked by the Rockets, and they'll go the other way.
Gets it up ahead to Alexander. She cannot finish. She can't finish on the layup, and the Lady D's pull off the rebound 30-23 here early in the fourth quarter.
Well, I advise the boys teams who are going to be playing here in a minute to go down there and check that basket out. There's a lid on it.
Pilcher with the loose ball gets it to Taylor. True story. Fred Hoiberg, when he was playing college, they measured a basket after the game. They should have done it before, but he could say that there's something not right. It was off by 3 inches. It was not 10 feet.
That's a lot of inches.
Ah.
Wow.
But he knew that something was the matter after the game. They checked it. I think it was his senior year because I remember Tim Floyd talking about it. Rockets on the short end of the stick here, 30-23. And the Lady D's may start pulling the air out of the ball here.
Well, I look for them to slow things down, but you don't want to go into a stall mode where you take yourself out of the ball game.
Yeah, you lose that momentum, exactly. I agree totally.
Good ball movement here. Albie goes to the right side. Griffin, head fake, dribbles baseline. Nothing there. Picked up by the Rockets. Ball tipped away, but Griffin recovers. Now she'll put the three up on the way. God! Are you kidding me?
I thought that was a double dribble because she let go of the ball. She walked over to it, grabbed it. But she got away with it. Rockets now down 33-23, 10 points.
Largest
they got a heck of a hill to climb. Pilcher kicks it out to Alexander. Ball on the way, no good. And Bettis is able to corral that rebound.
Dyson hands it off to Griffin. What a second half Mackenzie Griffin's had. Bossert travels with the basketball. She could feel the pressure coming from behind by Alexander. And slid her foot just before putting the ball down on the ground.
All right, Boffer back on the floor with four fouls. Let's see how she operates. She's in the corner now with the ball. Drives the hoop. Takes a peek at the bucket
and nice
puts it
move.
In.
That's a big-time move right there.
Ice water in the veins on that shot by Sadie Boffer.
Albie with an 8-point lead. Bossert with it up top. Over the crawl. Crawl, three on the way. Good!
They can't miss now. They're putting it up and filling it up.
And they're going to talk things over. The officials, I think they're going to talk about the three.
I'm not sure what it is.
They're going to give it two.
Call it a two. Right. I'm very, very surprised at that.
35-25 your score here.
They're going off of memory. They don't have the replay action. Rockets in deep trouble here. Boffer on the wing. Gets it to Carly Taylor. She holds it. Gives it to Leffler. Over to Alexander. She drives the lane. Kicks it to Taylor. Shot on the way. No
wow.
good. In and out. Alexander with a rebound. Puts it up and she got fouled.
I just love the way that young lady competes. She went up there after that rebound, and she's so athletic. She can beat people to the spot. I love the way she competes and goes at it.
Well, she knew that she was going to get rejected on her shot. She was able to dribble out of the lane, put up a kind of a running hook shot, and she got fouled. Free throw is good. Cuts the lead to 9. 4:48 here in the final quarter in regulation. That'd be the worst going into overtime here.
Oh, buddy. This is not for the weak of heart, this contest tonight. Second
Alexander.
One, no good. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on the Rockets. Bettis came with the rebound.
Katie Larkin coming in. She was whistled for the foul. She was just going for the rebound, but she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, life's a lot about that.
With the 7 fouls, it will be the 1 and maybe 4 the Lady D's. Bettis at the line.
Brooke, 50% on the season. First one on the way. Good. Albia started the first half 8-for-21, and they have trimmed that down. They're 11-for-24 now. Chance to approach that 50% mark. They were really hurting that first half. Second
done
one on the way.
In the second half.
No good.
Carly Taylor clears the glass, brings it up, stops, gives it to Alexander, pops a three-pointer, no good. Loose ball, Albia gets it. Up the court they'll come.
Haley Hudson with the rebound. She's only got 2 points on the night, and she'll get lost maybe on that score sheet, but I'll tell you what, she has had a huge night rebounding defensively for Albia.
Once again, there was a foul over on the far side against Leffler. That'll be her fourth. You got to get over to the sideline, yep. Jason, to stop the ball. If you give her room, they're just going to run right up the line.
Sideline is the defense's friend. If you use it, Griffin's first shot, no good on the 1-1.
Tracked down by Alexander, and here comes the Rockets. They got to score in a hurry. Get it over to Boffer. She holds it in the wing, passes inside to Taylor, penetrates the lane, puts it up,
oh,
no
wow.
good. And once again, that lid is on the rack.
That was a beautiful move. Albie with the basketball, pass inside. Albie's still maybe a little bit too fast on offense right now.
They had the right idea, though, yep. Jason. She passed it into Bettis, and she just couldn't quite get the handle on that one. 4 minutes left, halfway through, 36-26. Lady D's with the lead. Leffler kicks it out to Boffer in between the circles, looking, passes
oh,
inside.
Oh, taken away.
A terrible pass. Turnovers are killing the Rockets tonight.
Griffin with it, and she'll go ahead. Timeout called by the Lady D's. We'll take a timeout. 3:51 to go in our first game of our doubleheader tonight, the Lady D's. And the Rockets undefeated, 36-26 your score. Albie out in front. We'll be right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First. First Credit Union.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
36-26, 3:51 to go, fourth quarter. Gotta get that right eventually, Pat. I'll tell you what, I got more rust on me than John Flattery's clipboard down here. John's keeping the he's been keeping score so long for us, he's got rust on his score pad.
I believe it.
Albia with the basketball, 10-point lead. Griffin with it.
Rockets go man.
Yeah, they went man here. And that caused Albia to shuffle their feet. Now the turnover here. Dyson will check back in. She'll give Hudson a breather.
All right, Rockets on the attack. Alexander brings it up. In between the circles, kicks it to Boffer on here on the wing. Looking inside, cross-court pass to Alexander. Inside, It's stolen away. Terrible pass. It was stolen away by Bettis.
Griffin to Clark. Clark's three on the way. High arcer off the rim. No good. Backside rebound. Dyson puts it up. Good! Katie Dyson, using her strength, went right back up with the miss and gets it to go down. Albia with a 12-point lead, 38-26.
All right, Rockets on the attack. Boffer with it on the wing. Looking, holding. Give it to Pilcher up top. Over to Alexander on the far wing. To Taylor at the elbow. She penetrates lane, kicks it to Leffler. Boffer inside, puts up a jumper. No
nice
good.
Move.
And Bettis is able to clear the glass.
Boy, Boffer sitting on the bench for as long as she had to with those fouls. You see how she can really be an offensive threat. Turnover right there on Albia. But, boy, I'll tell you what, she jumped in that lane. A beautiful move.
But going back to, and we got a timeout. It's a full timeout. You're listening to KIIC on 96.7. We'll send her right back to the studio for some words from our sponsor. International
Harvester. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
The Rockets, the Lady D's, in our first game of our boy-girl doubleheader. The undefeated's going out of here. 38-26, Albia out in front. Tail of two halves. Long three by the Rockets off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound in the lane. And a foul on the floor. But I'll tell you what, the field goal percentage for these two teams just flip-flop from one half to the other.
No doubt about it. Rockets underneath their hoop, kicks it to Alexander. Double guarded, but she puts up a three. Loose ball, and Albia. No,
good hustle by Rockets.
Eddie Bell Fremont gets a Boffer with the three. That's going to be short. The loose ball now is going to go to Rockets.
And off of Griffin's arm. But again, there's two nice looks that just rim out.
12-point lead for Albia. 2:23 and counting. Pilcher with it inside. She turns, wheels,
gets
it out to Alexander. Three ball on the way. Good. Loose ball. Boffer picks it up, and she got fouled. And that'll stop the clock. It's the worst foe for Albia. They want to keep that puppy clicking.
Again, five straight missed shots right there offensively for the Rockets. The unkindness of this rim. First free throw up. It's good. She didn't mess around touching that rim. She went straight to the bottom of the net.
You bet. And like you said, she had to sit for a long time with them foul trouble. She had four for quite some time.
You can see why she's so important to this Rocket team.
Too hard on the shot. She's got seven on the night, and there's a quick foul on Carly Taylor. Carly Taylor has picked up number four.
We got three players with four fouls apiece here, 2:12 to go. Albia has got the Rockets with nine fouls in this half. Next time will be a double bonus. But right now we're shooting the 1-1. Bettis on the other end of the court.
You can't take them with you, so you might as well use them.
Amen. And it's no good. Rebound to the Rockets. They'll come ahead.
Alexander comes up to court, passes it over to Loeffler. She fires it up right away. No good. Air ball. Alexander tracks it down. She's able to keep her balance. Boffer drives. Excuse me, that was Taylor. Drives.
Oh, nice.
Gets it up
move.
On the glass.
38-29. Here comes that pressure we talked about. Inbounds goes to Bettis. Going down the right sideline. Brooke breaks the pressure in the backcourt. Now picks up her dribble, gets it off to Griffin, right in front of the Albia bench. She'll set things up top of the circle. Man defense applied by the Rockets this time. To the corner goes Dyson. Out front to Kroll. Trying to get away, gets a pick, give and go. Dyson has a ball stripped from behind, out of bounds. Albia will retain possession here. 38-29, 1:27 to go here in the ball game. Albia with the lead and the basketball.
I can't believe Albie is still attacking the rim. I thought they'd kick it back out.
Bettis with it to Kroll. Albie with the lead. And time on their side.
Now they'll let it out.
Griffith. Guarded tightly, though. She's got to watch for the five count. To Kroll, far right side. Inside it goes to Bettis. Bettis goes back out top to Griffith. And we have a timeout called by the Lady Ds. 108 to go. Your final 108 in this first game of our doubleheader. We'll be right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
Hello, farmers. Prepaid fertilizer, seed, and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepay purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
What is it?
Albia with a 9-point lead, 108 to go. Albia with the basketball after the called timeout. Going to milk some time off the clock. Rockets bring that man defense. Griffin picks up her dribble. Left side, it goes Bettis. Bettis goes baseline. Dribbles in, puts a shot up, blocked up by the Rockets. Again, I'm a little surprised by the shot there. But the Rockets will push it ahead. Albia still with that 9-point lead.
Boffer takes a shot on the baseline. Hits the rim. No. Taylor with the rebound. But it's lost. And Albia with the rebound.
Griffin gets it off to Dyson. Pressure coming by the Rockets. And they're going to foul right away. And Albia will have to earn this win at the charity stripe. They're 11 for 24 tonight. 11 for 26.
They are sitting in good shape, though, with 38 seconds left. 38-29 is our score, and quite frankly, I don't see how the Rockets can come back from this, but we'll see.
You got Alexander over there who can shoot the ball from anywhere. 3-point line changes everything in this game. First one is up, it's good.
10-point lead.
Dyson with her 7th point tonight. She'll take her time. Left-hander looks it up. Squares it up, shoots it up, and this one falls no good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Alexander gets it up the court, takes it down the lane. Pass is nipped and blocked, and Albia comes up with that loose ball.
There's going to be another foul on Alexander. That'll be two shots to come here for the Lady Ds. Griffin will go down and shoot free throws. Alexander did a really good job of taking the ball to the rack. Albia just fell back quickly on defense. So give him credit there, but... Boy, I just can't reiterate what a tale of two different halves we've seen here. First one up, no good. Albie continues to struggle. 11 for 29. Check it out, 12 for 29. Second one up, and it's good.
All right, here comes the Rockets. Alexander doesn't touch it until it gets past half court. Rachel Malloy puts up a three and hits it. I thought maybe Coach Fenton would call a timeout, but he didn't. 40 to 32 with 19 seconds left. Albia races it up the court.
Griffin with the basketball gets away from the defenders and be fouled. That'll bring two more shots here. I'm a little surprised he didn't call a timeout there. Set up the defense.
Well, kind of like fouls. You can't take them home with you.
32-40. Albia with the lead.
Two in his pocket, so does Albia yet. Lady D's staring at 5-0 on the conference.
First one, no good. 13 for 31. See if you can make the second one here. Second one on the way. It is up. It is good. Albie with the 11-point lead. 13 seconds to go. Albie looks to go. Shot no good, but a rock is Albie with the rebound. Griffin will bring it up on the right side, and she'll be fouled. I think it's going to.
That'll be Boffer's final foul over there. One of those types of deals where you should have just let her go.
Well, it's a crucial point in the ball game when she picked up her fourth foul early on in that third period. And the momentum went completely Allaby's way at that point in time. Her offense was really missed in her athleticism on the defensive side.
That's when Albia went to town. 19 points in the third quarter. Rockets were only able to scrape 7. And that was the tail of the tape right there, Jason.
Griffin missed the first one. Gets the second one. It's good. Albia looks to stay unbeaten in conference play. As the final 4.8 seconds go off, here's a three on the way by Alexander. No good. And the shot, the buzzer will do it. Albia gets the big conference win, 42-32. And I just saw two really good basketball teams leave everything on the court tonight.
Well, there's no doubt about it that the rematch at the end of the season is going to come into play on how the conference stacks up. Hand it to Albia. They really came to play in the second half. But, my goodness, the percentages like you talk about was just astronomical between the first half and the second half.
The tale of two halves. We'll come back and relive some of these moments that were this first game for our boy-girl doubleheader. And we'll set up your second ball game when we come back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball on your sports leader, KIIC.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power.